The RNLI Montrose all-weather lifeboat Moonbeam is about to rendezvous at a position about 35 miles east of Montrose any minute now, 12:10, 12:15, with the boat that has got the two fishermen on board. The plan is for the RNLI volunteers to take the two fishermen and bring them on board the RNLI lifeboat, and also to then tow the fishermen's creel boat. And then the plan is to come back to Montrose. Due to the weather and sea conditions out there, I gather it's a 4-7, a northerly breeze. It might be slightly complicated in trying to carry out the transfer of these two fishermen onto the lifeboat. And we will be in a better position to know more once we're on the scene, and we may have to carry out the transfer further close to shore. The plan is then that they will come back to Montrose, but we're not expecting them back for several hours. This is because we will be towing their creel boat, and in the weather conditions, we're going to be making slow progress. It could take upwards of three and a half hours for the RNLI to get back to Montrose, which means somewhere like perhaps 3:30 or 3:45. As I understand it, the two fishermen who were taken off their creel boat are in good spirits and that they've had some food, but I've got no other information on their condition at the moment. The RNLI is absolutely delighted that these two people have been found safe and well, and it is an extremely successful outcome after several days of anxiety for everybody involved in this search. The charity had several lifeboats. We had lifeboats from Aberdeen, two from Montrose, and we also brought in Stonehaven lifeboat. And we had more than 20 volunteers. We had to have crew changes because of the length of time that we were out searching. And the RNLI has spent hundreds of hours in this search. Although ultimately the RNLI did not find these two people, we're absolutely delighted that they've been found, and we're now doing our bit to bring them back to shore and to have them reunited with their members of their family. We gather they're in good spirits. In fact, the word is they're in surprisingly good spirits, considering they've been out at sea much longer than they expected. And on Tuesday, the weather was very bad out there. There was intermittent fog. It had been very cold and wet for them as well.